This programming sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters. Information about their flexible premium life insurance plans available at relevantradio.com/forester.
It's time to set out on the pathway to healing and light. This is The Inner Life on Relevant Radio. If you have questions or concerns about your faith journey, if you are struggling or searching for something more, if you are in need of some spiritual direction, our Catholic priests are here to help.
One heart at a time.
Welcome to The Inner Life on Relevant Radio.
Hi again, everyone. I'm Chuck Neff. Thank you for joining us on The Inner Life, our program about spiritual direction, coming to you every day to help you know you're not alone in your journey of faith. Great to have all of you with us on the program today, and we're going to talk today about the importance of being vigilant. It's all wrapped up in being ready, being alert, being aware that the kingdom of God is closer than we think. And how would you describe the kingdom of God for you? Is the kingdom somewhere out there, or is the kingdom right here, right now? All part of this Sunday's Gospel from Luke, and here to help us on the journey today, our spiritual director, Father Pablo Gaudenz, back with us once again. Father Gaudenz is a priest in the Diocese of Trenton, New Jersey, associate professor of biblical studies at Immaculate Conception Seminary School of Theology, that at Seton Hall University. And Father is also the author of a commentary on the Gospel of Luke for the popular Catholic Commentary on Sacred Scripture series, that as always published by Baker Academic, and we like to let everybody know that's available from your local Catholic bookstore and on Amazon.com. Father Pablo Gaudenz, great to have you back on the program. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, Chuck. I look forward to sharing with you about Sunday's Gospel.
And I do as well. This is about being vigilant, being alert, being aware, and the kingdom of God. And we'll get into all of that as we do every day. We'll open up our phone lines, inviting you in our listening audience to join us. And we hope some of you will say yes to our invitation and be part of the program today. But Father Pablo Gaudenz, get us started. Sunday's Gospel, it's from Luke. Give us an overview. What's going on?
Okay, Chuck, so we have an exciting gospel this Sunday, and it's a rather long gospel as well. We're in chapter 12 of Luke's gospel, verses 32 to 48, and there are several main topics in this gospel passage, the message of being vigilant and the coming of the kingdom, the coming of the Lord. So let's try to break it down a little bit. So the first topic one of the topics in toward the beginning of the gospel reading is that actually of almsgiving, giving alms, which that continues a discussion from last week's gospel. And so that's the first topic, and then we move into that readiness, being vigilant for the coming of the kingdom, for the coming of the Lord. So let me speak about each of those two general topics, kind of that almsgiving and then the being vigilant for the coming of the Lord, the coming of the kingdom. So with regard to almsgiving, you'll recall that last week we heard the parable of the rich fool who stored up treasure for himself but was not rich in what matters to God. So this week's gospel picks up on that idea by explaining for us what it means to be rich in what matters to God. So toward the beginning of the gospel reading, Jesus tells us to sell your belongings and give alms. Provide money bags for yourselves that do not wear out, an inexhaustible treasure in heaven. So as opposed to the treasure that rich fool was storing up for himself, Jesus tells us in this Sunday's gospel to store up treasure in heaven, where no thief can reach or moth destroy. And he asks us to look where our treasure is. Where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. So that's kind of the first topic, and it is a very important topic, not only in this Sunday's gospel, but really throughout throughout the Gospel of Luke, this topic of almsgiving, and we can try to explore that a little bit more as we go forward. So then the second main topic, and which kind of takes up the greater part of the Gospel reading on Sunday, is that being vigilant, being alert for the coming of the Lord, the coming of the kingdom. And this is explained in Sunday's Gospel by means of three short parables. There are kind of these three short parables by which Jesus gives us various images about his coming again, the second coming, which we can also interpret with regard to his coming for us at the end of our own lives, for example. So the first of these short parables is a parable about a master who returns from a wedding, and the servants have to be vigilant, have to be alert for his arrival. And here the master obviously represents Jesus, and he's coming with this wedding feast. Here we can also make a connection to the Eucharist, how Jesus comes for us in the Eucharist. He comes to us, and we want to be ready to receive him there as well. And then the second parable related to this idea of being vigilant is that of an owner of a house who has to be vigilant when for the thief who comes in the middle of the night. So this is kind of interesting. It's kind of a role reversal, but Jesus here has that role, is being pointed to by the thief in the night. In that first little parable, he was the master returning from the wedding, but here he comes as a thief in the night. And just as we do not know the hour when a thief is coming, Jesus says, at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come, referring to himself and to his second coming. And so we also want to kind of realize and consider, how is it that we live our daily life in expectation of Jesus' coming, his coming to us at the end of time, his second coming, and his coming to us at the end of our lives. And then finally, there's a third parable that focuses more on the servants awaiting their master's return and kind of the different attitudes that servants have. If the servants are vigilant, then the Lord will reward them. And Jesus speaks about putting one servant in charge of the others to distribute the food allowance at the proper time. This is kind of the reward because he was vigilant. But then he speaks also about the punishment, different kinds of punishments that will be given to those servants who are not vigilant or who disobey what the master wanted them to do. And so that's the third of these three parables, and that third one may actually be applied in a special way to leadership in the church. When Jesus speaks about the steward whom the master puts in charge of his servants, we can think of the greater responsibility that is given to the leaders in the church, the bishops and priests, who have to indeed provide the food for the flock in the church by their teaching and by celebrating the sacraments faithfully. And so we see the greater responsibility on the leaders of the church in providing for the flock as they also wait for the coming of the Lord in their life. So that's kind of an overview of this Sunday's gospel, Chuck.
Father Pablo Cadenza is our spiritual director. Let's open up our phone lines, and then we're going to share this Sunday gospel with everybody as well. And when you listen to the gospel, what speaks to your heart the most? We like to ask that question a lot. But the other part of this, and for me, it's all about being vigilant. And when did you realize that maybe you were not being vigilant in your faith? That perhaps the world was having its way with you and you needed to be doing something different as a Christian? We'd love to hear your story. Toll-free number if you'd like to join us, 888-914-9149. Our email address, innerlife@relevantradio.com. And real quick, just a reminder that our Relevant Radio toll-free studio line is sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters Life Insurance. More information about employment opportunities to become one of their insurance agents, and information, too, about their flexible premium life insurance plans. All of that available through our website, relevantradio.com/Forester. So, Father Pablo Cadenza, share this Sunday gospel. Again, it's from the Gospel of Luke, but share this with our listeners, if you would.
Sure. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not be afraid any longer, little flock, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your belongings and give alms. Provide money bags for yourselves that do not wear out, an inexhaustible treasure in heaven that no thief can reach nor moth destroy. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. gird your loins and light your lamps, and be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself, have them recline at table, and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or third watch and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants. Be sure of this, if the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. Then Peter said, Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone? And the Lord replied, who then is the faithful and prudent steward whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. Truly I say to you, the master will put the servant in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, my master is delayed in coming, and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants, to eat and drink and get drunk, then that servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour, and will punish the servant severely, and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant who knew his master's will, but did not make preparations nor act in accord with his will, shall be beaten severely. And the servant who was ignorant of his master's will, but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating, shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So, Father Gaudenz, as you share that with us today, what we've been talking about, but what is speaking to you the most right now?
So, Chuck, well, you were speaking about being vigilant, and we see how that theme is repeated several times throughout the gospel, where Jesus says at the beginning of that, the first of those short parables, he says, blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant. So the opposite of that, of course, is if we're not vigilant, if we're not being attentive to the Lord's coming, we're not attentive to the Lord's presence in our lives, and so then we're disobeying, say, the commandments, we're not following God's will. And we see that most especially in the third of these short parables, where the servant says, my master is delayed in coming, and so then he begins to live immorally, being violent and getting drunk, etc. But then we're reminded that servant's master will come on an unexpected day at an unknown hour. And so we have that question being posed to ourselves, am I ready for the coming of the master, the coming of the Lord? Certainly, as we say in the Creed every Sunday, the Lord Jesus will come again, his second coming. Sometimes the fancy word for that is used, the parousia, his second coming. So he'll come again at the end of time, and we say that in the Creed and various other prayers of the Mass. But we know more particularly that the Lord will come for us at the end of our own lives, and we never know how much time we have in order to prepare for that encounter with the Lord. That was already a lesson from last week's gospel with that parable of the rich fool who was told by God, tonight your life will be demanded of you. And so we have to always be ready. And that's why the gospel emphasizes how we have to be vigilant for the coming of the Lord.
Father Pablo Gaudenz is our spiritual director, talking about being vigilant today. When did you realize maybe you weren't being vigilant in your faith? Toll free if you'd like to join us, 888-914-9149. Stay with us. More of The Inner Life, Father Pablo Gaudenz, when we come right back.